You're just a telemarketer.
Hi, David.
Oh, my God. You guys are all scams, ain't you? I hate to be this way. He's sitting there telling me he can do this and this and this. Let me give you my prices. And then he transferred me to somebody else because he's not, he doesn't even know what's going on. Like I told him, okay, I'll sign up to you, but I want everything you promised me in writing.
Yeah,
everything in writing.
I'm here. I'm here to provide all that for you. So,
because I'm going to be blunt with you. I mean, I know I'm sure you heard of Town Square.
Yeah.
I just dropped them last week, and same thing. They want money up front. They can't provide anything. So I want it in writing, because when you don't provide it, I'm going to take you to court, and I'm going to sue you.
Absolutely.
Just
well,
plain up.
You know, I was checking out your online presence, actually, and, you know, I did kind of hear that you had not a great experience with Town Square. I'm assuming that they were just doing SEO for you. But you actually qualify for a program called Google Guaranteed. Have you ever heard of that?
Yes, I did.
Are you doing it? Or?
No, I have never done it. I mean, I did it back in the past when I first started my company. I did it for a while. But I know I see it on there because when I go on there a lot, I see people that are Google Guaranteed. And I don't mean to be this blunt with you. I'm just tired of being ripped off. I mean, every time I've had a heart attack. I shut my business down for a year. I'm trying to get it back over, going again. And all I have is one person after the other person trying to sell me shit that does not work. And that's why I'm this way.
No, I totally get that. I completely understand. That's why I wanted to offer you something that's different and better. That's why it's called Google Guaranteed. Google is guaranteeing your work to the public, and then they're guaranteeing the contractors a certain amount of leads. So you're only paying for the quality of the call instead of just throwing out monthly expenses and kind of just hoping for the best. So, and it really puts your company in the best position possible because it's right below the search bar. Like, you know, like you've seen the other Google guaranteed companies. So you're right below the search bar ahead of everybody else. And then, you know, if I'm just some random person looking for, especially if I, like, need an emergency plumbing service or whatever it may be, I'm going to go with a guy that has been vetted to be there, you know, that has the licensing, insurance, passed a background check. You know, that's the person I'm going to want working in my home. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So Google Guaranteed, you know, just to get into pricing, it doesn't even seem like it's going to be as much as what you were paying with Town Square by any means. But it's a $250 application fee. That's a one-time fee. You never pay that again. It does take between 4 and 6 weeks for your application to process. Once your application is processed, I can tell you right now, hold on, let me get your lead price.
Why does it take so long?
It's just to pass the background check, submit all the licensing and insurance to Google.
But here's my thing is, why would I have to pass a background check? You can't be a licensed plumber in the state of California without being already have a licensed background check.
Yeah. Well, so it's not our rule.
Every time we renew our license, they go through a background check every time.
We're here in California, so I understand most things in California are a little bit more extensive than the average thing, right? But it's not our requirements. This is just Google's requirements. So that the reason that you have to go through a background check is because Google is guaranteeing your work. So they actually give up to a $2,000 insurance policy for somebody choosing you. So if anything were to go wrong, not saying it's going to, but if anything happened, that person has that insurance policy that they can take out through Google itself. So that's why you have to pass a background check to be there. So every single person that has plumbing does plumbing in Chatsworth has been through a background check to be in Google Guaranteed, even though they already have that licensing. So, I mean, there's like Adido Plumbing, Sal's Plumbing, All Valley Plumbing. I'm not sure if you're familiar with any of these companies.
I know every one of them.
Okay, yeah, so if you just look at their accounts, you can see there that they passed license check, passed background check, they have insurance. So every single one of these companies
have insurance. They have insurance. And then you said, right there, you said you have insurance. We're not required to have insurance in California. There's no law stating you have to have insurance.
Well, so for Google Guaranteed, basically the insurance, it just needs to meet or exceed state requirements.
State requirements. We don't have to have them. We literally do not have to have insurance in California.
So, are you saying, though, that you don't have insurance then?
No, no. I used to keep it. Now they're so ridiculous with it. It's like $2,000-$3,000 a year, and it's something that we don't have to have. We are not required to have insurance, liability insurance. We're not required.
Okay.
By law, there's not no requirement for insurance.
One second.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I used to keep it all the time, but like I said, they've gotten ridiculous with it. It's the price is outrageous. So for something that we don't have to have, you would think it'd be cheaper because it's not like a car where you have to have it, so they're going to make you pay for it, but we don't have to have it. So. It went from like $1,000 a year to like $3,000 a year.
Oh God! I mean,
I'm sure they blame it on COVID, like everybody else does. It's gotten ridiculous.
Yeah. Hold on one second.
Okay.
Just checking with the Google Guaranteed team.
I just had a background check done like 3 days ago for networks.
Oh, really? What is that?
Mm-hmm. Networks is a lead company, kind of like Home Advisor.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm not the biggest. Thing. I haven't heard the greatest things about Home Advisor.
They used to be wonderful. They used to be great. Before Angie's got hold of them, I used to make $300,000 to $500,000 a year off of them, and it would cost me maybe $200 to $300 a week. Now it's like, it's ridiculous. Some of their leads are over $300 just for a lead.
Yeah, it's insane. I mean, and then that with Angie, I know a lot of the times you're paying for a lead without even talking to a person. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Most of them are. Even networks is like that, too. But they're pretty good. They give me my money back most of the time. But, like, I get 10 calls and never speak to anybody.
Oh.
It's getting horrible out there. That's why, even with Town Square, I was paying them $475 a month, and they were my web page was horrible that they built. It was like three pages. On my water heater page, they were telling my customers to go out and buy their own water heater, and I'll put it in for them.
Yeah, wow, gosh.
And then on the camera, sewer camera, they were telling me that we use the sewer camera to find out how much water pressure you have. I mean, completely doesn't know anything about plumbing whatsoever. I sit there, my webpage, I don't know if you've seen it, I built that by myself in 2 hours.
Yeah, I mean, everything around here is just going up. It's insane. You know, I mean,
well, I don't mind paying for something if I'm getting something out of it and people are doing their jobs, but I'm not going to pay $400 or $500 a month for somebody to work on my account for 30 minutes a month. Because I know how SEO is. I mean, I'm on my thing optimizing my page 6 times a day.
Oh, really?
I mean, I know everybody else is not going to do that much, but I do. I'm constantly on there optimizing. I'm adding keywords. I'm constantly going through Google optimization with my page. And like I said, I can type in plumber and chat word. I pop up. Every single page that I have on, I have 7 pages on my website. And if I type in water heaters, chat word, whatever it is, it pops up already within a week. It's starting to pull it up already.
So, the only thing that I'm seeing here is that the state of California, you must have workers' compensation insurance to get your license.
Yeah, so I have no employees. I don't have no employees. Okay. You only have to have it if you have employees. I do all the work myself. Me and my wife's my partner, but we don't have to have it because she's the owner. But she don't do no work for me anyway. She's just on there to be on there. Yeah, the only thing we're required to have is a $25,000 bond. That's the only thing you're required to have in California if you don't have to have workman's comp. If they ever get to, I mean, don't get me wrong, I'd love to have workman's comp because it's nice to have, but I'm not going to pay $3,000 a month for it. I've been in it for 10 years and I've never used it once. So it's a little extreme.
Yeah, I was just trying to show them, but I can't really, I mean, there's really nothing on here that's giving me a direct answer of that.
Let me see. Do you? I'll see if I can find it.
Okay, hold on. Let me try this one second.
Yeah, it says right here, general liability insurance isn't typically required for businesses in California.
Okay. Do you have, like, here, I'm going to send you over a text message right now. Can you just text that to me?
Yeah.
Hold on. One second. Here. Text you over my extension and phone number. And you can just, if you could just send me back that link so I could at least show them. Hold on. One second. So, but I did also pull up the pricing for that as well. So just to let you know, the price of the leads, it would be $30.67 a lead. Google does have a required prepaid minimum budget, but 13 leads. But that doesn't mean that you're paying for 13 leads every month unless you take on all 13 leads. So essentially, the first month it's $250. Once your account is up and running, you would pay $400. And then the following month, if you only took on one lead, you would only pay the $30.67, and the remaining 12 would roll over into the next month. So you can always add to that.
Yeah, let me ask you this question. So is that price for leads for no matter what it is, what category?
So Google does have different verticals, which are the industries and then subcategories within the verticals that you get to pick and choose. I can tell you right now, hold on one second, what the subcategories are for plumbing. And so basically with Google Guaranteed, they have to be calling about something that you're doing within your service area that you get to choose, or setting an actual appointment with you. So everything else is considered disqualified. And with our program, it just does it automatically, so you don't have to worry about fighting back for a lead or anything like that.
What I was asking is, like, all right, so just say with, like with Home Advisor and with networks and stuff like that, so their leads are, they range, which is stupid. They have a range between $20 and $100 for fixtures.
Oh, yeah.
This. If it's a sewer repair, it's, like, between $72 and $300 a lead. So that's what I was asking. So the $32, is that the highest any lead's going to be is $30-something dollars?
Yeah, that would be your lead price. So, correct. Yeah. So that would always be the lead price for whatever you choose. So within plumbing, it's unclog drain, install faucet, repair faucet, install garbage disposal, repair garbage disposal, repair outdoor systems, repair pipe, repair sewer, install shower, and repair shower, install toilet, repair toilet, install water heater, repair water heater. So you can pick all of those or just a few of those. Whichever one you like, let's just say you just picked water heaters. That was the only one you picked. So then the only time it would be a qualified lead is if they were asking about a water heater repair within your service area or setting an appointment with you for water heater. So that's the great thing about it. And then, with Google Guaranteed, as long as you're licensed for the state, you can be seen wherever you want in the state. So I know you're not traveling very far, and obviously you're not going to want to be seen in all of California. Nobody wants to do
No,
that,
it's like out here, just like I said, I do like, basically I do about 10 miles, because anything further than 10 miles can take you 4 hours to get there. Because there's just much traffic here. Yeah, it's horrible. Oh. Traffic's horrible here.
Gosh, yeah.
So I kind of pretty much stay in one general area.
So Chatsworth is kind of near L.A.?
Yeah, so I say I do Chatsworth. So basically, it's called San Fernando Valley. I do all of San Fernando Valley. So it's Chatsworth, Woodland Hills, West Hills. It's probably roughly 5 million people.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'm sure there's plenty of work.
Yeah,
to be had there.
It's just getting out there. That's it. Now, do you guys have like a dashboard where like I can log into my account and see the leads and when they after they come in? And the task and all that stuff?
Absolutely. Yes, it absolutely includes a fully customized tracking and reporting system. So you'll be able to see the leads that come in, as well as the, you know, the recordings and everything that, you know, where they're being searched from, all of that. So you'll be able to see everything on the back end of your account. Absolutely. And
I'll actually get rid of one of my other ones. I'll get rid of networks because I pay... It's the same thing. I pay them about $400 or $500 a month for leads, but they just give me crappy leads. And they're too expensive, too.
Well, I forget. I'm, like, trying to do two things at once. I'm sorry. I totally spaced on what I was going to say.
Yeah.
hold on. 1 second. Okay. It's like... just being annoying right now, my system. Yes, now I remember what I was going to ask. So your website with Town Square, did you like pay for that through them, or did you keep it?
No. So here's,
you didn't like it.
No, yeah. So basically they were an SEO company. They were going to build my webpage and then do my SEO work for me. And, it was like $475 a month. So after 2 weeks of them working on my webpage, it was completely horrible. I didn't like it, and it just showed to me is even though they give you changes, my thing is it was so bad that it looked like a kid did it.
Right.
That I said I'm a plumber, and I mean I can build my own web page, and I just do it myself. I said if this is kind of work that you guys do, I'm done with you. Because see, I've done work with them before back about 9 years ago, and they haven't changed in 9 years. They're the same way. Because that's what I told them in the beginning. I said, you know what, build the web page, let me see it, and I'll pay you for it. Oh, no, we don't do that. Now I know why. It's because they can't build a web page. They don't know nothing about anything. So, like I said, I canceled them, and I told them they can keep that web page, and that's theirs. And I have mine on GoDaddy. I've been working with GoDaddy for 9 years, and I do my own, I build my own web pages. I was just trying to get somebody else to do it to see maybe if they could do it better than me, but I do better than they do.
No. I mean, we can include a website at no additional cost, but I was trying to see about the insurance. That was the only thing that I'm kind of concerned about. So now here's the thing, David. For Google Guaranteed, sometimes the things that are required for the state are different than what they're required for Google Guaranteed. And I kind of went through the process to see the specific requirements, and it is requiring insurance. So... I mean, saying here, like, why is insurance required? And basically their reasoning is because, again, they're providing that policy, but it's also, you know, they say to give the clients the peace of mind, right? It does say here that, it does say that the certificate of insurance document must clearly show liability insurance and the expiration date. The policy must satisfy or minimum insurance amount of specifications. Here it would be $1 million for a plumber.
Yeah.
So,
okay. Gotcha. Yeah. Just do me a favor then. Just give me till Monday and I'll search over the weekend and I'll see if I can find something that's reasonable for it.
Okay.
I'm not going to pay them $2,000-$3,000 a year for something that I'm never going to use. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
I'm sure if I look, I can probably find something pretty decent, because I don't mind having it. I mean, it's good to have, because you never know something's going to happen, but not at that price. That's like getting car insurance, and then you don't even have a car, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. 100%. And, you know, and I just want to make sure that you're taken care of. So I don't want to do something and get you all set up for something.
No, I understand.
In the road, you know, something like that. So I don't mind calling you back on Monday. That's totally fine. What time Monday would work for you?
Anytime. I'm in California, anytime. So Pacific time, anytime.
Okay. Yeah, we're here in Orange County, so we're not too
far. Okay. Yeah, so probably like 8 or 9 then.
Okay. Perfect. I'll put you in for then. Sorry, excuse me. I did text you my extension and phone number. So, you know, I mean, I'll call you at like probably 8:30. But you can always text me back at that number too over the weekend if you just figure out something. Just want to let me know real quick that you figured it out.
Yeah, I'll see if I can find. I'll start now looking for it and stuff like that and see what kind of prices I can get. If I can find something that's reasonable.
Okay, perfect. You know, and David, I know you're absolutely going to love Google Guaranteed. I mean, I know I haven't been able to tell you much about it, but everybody I've signed up for Google Guaranteed has absolutely loved it. I personally have 100% retention rate with this program, especially for a plumber. You know, I mean, plumbing, electrical, those are really the top, like, verticals for Google Guaranteed and generating business, especially in a populated area. So, I mean, you're going to get everything that you haven't gotten with other lead generation services, but, again, the major benefit is that they're direct leads. So you're never not...
Yeah, absolutely.
You're never going to be charged for a lead that you're not talking to a person. That's not ever going to happen. So,
yeah, so that's perfect. That's what I'm getting now. I'm getting like, I have like 30-something leads that I've talked to two people.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And it's not even like they call me, they send the lead over and I'm calling her phone and it's not like I'm getting like an answer machine or anything like that. It just rings and rings and rings and rings. Or it'll go straight to voicemail and say this voicemail is not set up.
Oh,
like they're
gosh,
completely fake numbers.
You know, and that's what I'm almost positive Angie's does. You know, I don't know if you know, but they're in a lawsuit for doing kind of stuff like that. And, you know, when you're working with somebody that's buying leads and sending them to multiple people, then you're going to run into, like, not always the most ethical things with people that are potentially buying leads from, like, other contracting sites where people have inquired about something, but they could have already gotten a job or their old numbers or whatever it might be. So, you know, that I know that Google has really taken what other lead generation services have done badly and made it that much better because it's Google, right? I mean, Google is not just making its money from Google Guaranteed. You know, there's lots of other ways that Google makes money. Where these lead companies, that's the only way they're making money is from their leads. So they're going to do things to make more money, you know, so... I know you'll love this. So let's just work out that insurance thing, and then I'll call you back on Monday, okay?
Okay, sounds good. I appreciate it.
Yeah, again, David, my name's Jesse, and I do hope you have a great weekend, okay?
All right, you too.
All right, bye.
All right.